Next week's Prague Pride Festival will celebrate LGBT culture through over 100 events, culminating in a parade through the heart of the city that has in the past seen 20,000 participants. This year's Pride, the fourth, is the first to take place under the auspices of a government minister. Ian Willoughby discussed the significance of that support with festival head Czesław Walek. But he began by asking him what the thinking was behind the slogan of this year's Prague Pride, Rise Up Against Homophobia.
For the first time in the history of Prague Pride, we decided to look outside of the borders of the Czech Republic and to look at the situation of lesbians, gays, transgender people and bisexuals in other countries, especially in those countries that our rights are violated. But the slogan as such is not only directed to these countries, but also to Czech Republic, because when you look at the recent numbers, around 53% of Czechs wouldn't advise to LGBT people to come out in their villages or little towns.
And you're going to have the possibility of people who aren't actually in Prague having avatars at Pride. But what does that actually mean?
Yeah, this is a part of our campaign. We don't only want to talk and inform people about the situation of LGBT people outside of the Czech Republic, but we also want to give possibility to those people living in countries like Uganda, Russia, or others where they can't have prides. We want to give them possibility, although virtual possibility, to take part in our prides. So we created this application and the website where we can connect people from those countries and people who are participating at Prague Pride so they can communicate via web or via applications. They can show them what's going on Saturday at parade. They can write slogans that those Russians or Ugandans want us to see, etc.
One of the patrons this year is the Minister for Human Rights, Jiří Dienstbier, and he's the first cabinet member who has supported Pride in this way. What does that mean to you?
Well, for us it's very important because it's clear that the government is actually standing behind and starting to take the issues of LGBT rights seriously. You can also see that these days the parliament is starting to discuss the amendment to the law on registered partnership.
Prague Pride will culminate on Saturday the 16th of August with the traditional parade. But what other events would you like to highlight during the whole week?
For those that I am looking forward is definitely lighting of Gloriette by the American Embassy again from Monday. What I'm really looking forward is the exhibition that we are opening on Tuesday at Wenceslas Square, which is about LGBT people in Vietnam. On Wednesday, we have a talk show with LGBT activists and personalities from all over the world in the French Institute, which is called Pride Voices. We also have a concert of Pet Shop Boys.